Origami, the century-old tradition of paper folding, is now at the heart of a scientific revolution. Researchers have discovered that folding is a powerful tool to explore the limits of science. In a way, they are using origami to unfold the secrets of our world. Plants and animals have evolved within these rules. And also, our human body could not exist without folds. In fact, life in general depends on the folding structure of our DNA and proteins. Engineers and designers now want to adapt the same laws of folding to conquer space or shape the world around us. Origami inspires molecular scientists and robot engineers, the design of cars and modern aircraft. It's the beginning of a silent revolution. Northern Japan. These children of a small elementary school near Nagano are excited to welcome one of the most famous origami artists in their class. Tomoko Fuse shows the children the principles of origami. Take a piece of paper and fold it. No cuts, no glue, just folds. But the traditional origami crane is just a very basic example how a piece of paper can be turned into a 3D object. In her workshop, Tomoko Fuse demonstrates some of her more complex pieces of art. Simply beautiful, creative, and crafted by the hands of an artist, her pieces of art hold a magical element inside. The diversity of Tomoko's creations give a first glimpse of the possibilities of origami. How a folded piece of paper can change size and shape and reveal something totally unexpected. Every 4 years, scientists and artists meet up at an international conference to discuss new trends and discoveries in origami folding. An exhibition within the conference center displays some of the latest creations of origami artists from all over the world. Origami art has become a worldwide boom. In the last 20 years, there were more origami pieces of art created than in the centuries before. The diversity of models is impressive. They vary from artistic representations of reality to complex abstract origami creations. Eric Demain and his father are both artists and look for new inspirations at the conference. But Eric is also a computer scientist who wants to find the origami code, the mathematical laws that can fold a flat sheet of paper into any three-dimensional object.
For me, origami offered a very interesting geometric challenge. The idea that you have one sheet of material, all you can do is fold it, no cutting. Mathematically, you can't stretch the material, and it's not allowed to intersect itself. Those seem like very simple rules, and yet I was looking at the art that was possible with origami. It seemed very powerful.
Robert Lang lives in the countryside north of San Francisco. He is considered one of the most influential origami artists in the world. The neighboring hills have inspired him to create some of the most innovative sculptures folded by one sheet of paper. The folding pattern of his creations have become so complex that Robert Lang has developed a special computer program to assist him. Based on the shape of the object, the software creates a crease pattern.
So that's now a crease pattern for the spider. And it's got all the parts. You can see roughly the allocation by these shapes that each of these hexagons is still outlining a leg. So there's a leg, front leg, middle leg, back leg. Back leg, middle leg, middle leg. Front leg, this will be the body in the middle. There's actually more paper here than we need to make a body, but since the body is large and bulbous, it'll be easy to hide. And so overall, that's the design.
The crease pattern on the computer is then sent to a laser plotter machine. This tool reproduces the pattern on an ultra-thin sheet of paper. Eventually, Robert Lang uses his hands for the final stage of producing his work of art. This requires dexterity and patience, qualities that are important for anyone who becomes interested in folding paper objects.
Well, I started origami when I was about 6, and I encountered some instructions in a book. Interesting, coincidentally enough, one of them was for a spider. I was hooked, and I think the thing that hooked me was the idea that all you needed was a sheet of paper and knowledge. Nothing else. You didn't need extra parts that could wear out, or just paper, and paper that was available anywhere. This spider shares something in common with most other origami figures, even going back to that very first figure I folded, that this is still, after all this manipulation, an uncut square of paper.
These traditional representations of reality are fascinating and beautiful. But there is a new and modern branch of origami where paper models have become more than a work of art.
This new field of geometric or abstract origami relies upon some pretty advanced mathematical analysis. One of the leaders, perhaps the leader, in that field is Tomohiro Tachi, who's a professor at the University of Tokyo.
Tomohiro Tachi has developed a software tool to apply the abstract maths of folding to a real object. For many years, he and Eric Domain have searched for a methodology that would make it possible to fold any kind of 3D object.
So the objective was to make any polyhedral surface out of a sheet of paper. And I tried to make a geometric way of constructing that, which is something like this. So this one is folded from a sheet of paper, and I folded this in 2006. The teapot is well known for computer graphics community, and it's kind of a test model. This took a lot of time for me to design, and this, but as I knew that once I folded this one, I knew that it's possible to make almost anything.
The new software can transcode a three-dimensional model into a two-dimensional crease pattern. In between the squares, there is enough space to hide the excess paper. Eric Domain demonstrates the principle.
Let's do some folding. Okay. The main idea is pretty simple. We're folding along these bisectors to bring two edges of the two squares together. So something like this. So there, two squares are good. Getting all three at once, though, that's a little trickier. Yeah, so we made exactly what we wanted. I guess I had some extra material out here and I could just fold that away. That's not too bad.
This crease pattern of a bunny demonstrates that the software can handle much more complex folding patterns. The excess paper is the continuous challenge in origami. In the case of the bunny, most of it is hidden behind its ears. Tomohiro Tashi and Eric Demain can now fold anything they want, and they are very close to providing the mathematical attestation of the origami code.
Eric and I will prove that any shape is foldable from sheet of paper. So, we are very excited about that.
While the two mathematicians focus on exploring the principles of folding, other members of the origami community are more interested in the implication of this discovery. There is more and more evidence that folding is an essential part of natural processes. In fact, evolution has provided plants with some very effective and efficient ways of growing, developing, unfolding, and shining. Origami-like patterns seem to be omnipresent, like a law of nature. But this law is not founded on biological processes, as designer Biruta Kressling demonstrates in an experiment. She calls it instant origami.
With these crushed paper cones, we have created an instant origami object. It is a spontaneous folding pattern that was created without the use of a sophisticated hand folding. It happens impulsively, within a second. The paper cone was transformed into a logarithmic spiral, which is typical for any kind of growth pattern in nature that is formed in tubes or cones.
Biruta Kressling was able to trace natural origami and the according physical laws on her table. But natural-looking folds can also be created in a different way. In the southwest of France lives Vincent Flodere, an origami artist who is inspired by the natural world.
The variety of plants in nature is a fountain of inspiration for me. We find folds of the most basic kind. Inside the structure of a blade of grass, there is a single fold right in the center. All lines along here are running in parallel.
His works of art have an organic look and feel, as if nature had created them itself. Vincent Flodere does not use straight folds, but crinkles and crumbles the paper. This way, he creates an illusion of nature, an artistic imitation. Just like his pinecone creation.
For me, this is a sequence of rectangles. It looks strangely like a pine cone. But in reality, I have a series of rectangles. It is a pure geometric construction, which self-assembles itself. My crinkle technique is based on this self-assembly, which you can see also here, which looks almost like a real sponge. These patterns are flexible. They can vary, change, but they are in principle just a sequence of hexagons.
Hexagon. Although the skeleton of his creations are very different to nature, the overall impression of his pieces of art are very close to the real world. But how common are origami folding principles in nature? In a second experiment, Beruta Kressling provides some answers.
Now I have to concentrate to fold in the opposite direction. Not bad. Almost perfect. Now I have a folding pattern that moves when I push these two tubes against each other. The inner ring turns. The amazing thing with this pattern is that this was not created by an origami artist, as you may have imagined, but it is nature that provides us with this origami. It was created by the use of force. And so, pure physics was able to unfold in this system.
It seems that natural origami patterns are part of both physical and biological processes. At Harvard University, a group of scientists has been studying folding patterns in nature for some time. Professor Mahadevan leads the team. The trained engineer and mathematician has been taking a close look at the buds of beech trees. The leaves are packed in a tiny space before blossoming. Only once they grow do the leaves start unfolding.
Think about the leaf as a relatively thin surface, and it's now attached to the substrate. It's attached to something which is the rest of the tissue, and now it's growing. So it's growing, and it's growing potentially in both directions. So the thin sheet is growing faster than the bulk. One possibility is for the thin sheet to just bend in the two directions, so to form something which looks like the surface of a balloon, for example, relatively smooth. But if you do that, or if the sheet does that, then it will have to pull on the substrate a lot, because it has to come out. And so that is energetically very expensive. And so there is another potential solution, and the other potential solution is to have a much larger number of small bends. So you can see now that I will have bends in one direction, I'll have bends in the other direction, sharp bends, and in between the sharp bends, the sheet remains flat. And the consequence is this structure.
This mathematically derived arrangement is called Miura-Ori folding. Beruta Kressling has been looking for this Miura-Ori folding pattern in nature and spots it in a park.
I have noticed that the Miura folding can be found in nature, for example, in the form of beech leaves, which have a very uniform vein structure. If you now compare the basic folding pattern, it becomes clear that the leaf is just a detail of a Miura folding, with a central vein and the ramification to the side.
The beech tree masters the Miura folding hundreds of times every spring. In general, nature always folds when it needs to squeeze a large surface into a tiny compartment. It's a concept that is not only restricted to plants. Animals, too, have adapted the magic of origami in their evolution. The Thai horn beetle provides a good example how insects store their wings.
I unfold it. Voila. So there is this rather large and very beautiful wing. And I'll just show you in reverse. The same thing when I fold it, it tucks away and then it's packed. Just to show you an example of how this was. So this is the way the wing was folded and then it opened up, something like that. Really beautiful.
It seems evolution has stumbled into origami-like folding patterns repeatedly. They are present not only in plants and insects, but also found in the gut. Mahadevan is even looking for a reminiscence of these principles in the convolution patterns of the cortex. In his laboratory, his technician sets up an experiment to mimic the growth process of the brain. This jelly hemisphere consists of two different layers, an inner core and an outer shell. When a liquid is added, the outer shell grows faster and expands. Over time, the surface is covered with the brain's typical convolution patterns. Mahadevan's simplified model seems to demonstrate that the folding patterns in the cortex are derived from a natural growth process where different layers grow at a different speed. Thanks to the convolution pattern, the brain can hold a large number of nerve cells and connections. Without folds, our brain would need to be much bigger for the same capacity.
It's kind of annoying because nature does it so well, we have such a hard time doing folding. So it's kind of tantalizing. Look, it's definitely possible in these biological contexts. Nature does it all the time. And so our challenge is to reproduce that in an engineered way.
Humans have been studying origami patterns for centuries. In Weimar, Germany, there is a small private library that gives a new insight into the history of folding. The German-Catalan historian Johann Salas has made some surprising discoveries.
Certain things don't need to be invented. They already exist in nature, like folding, for example. So nobody invented origami. It was already there. And humans have tried to discover these folding structures in nature.
In Japanese, the term origami means folding paper, so most people assume the tradition comes from Japan. But it turns out that the entire world has been folding. The oldest book in this library is written by a German scholar who was teaching at an Italian university.
In Europe, folding was very popular. We have a lot of evidence for that. Since the 15th century, before people knew that the Japanese liked to fold, and even before there was proper paper, people folded with all sorts of materials, with cloth, leather, papyrus. Even the Egyptians, the Romans, the Greeks were folding many things. This tradition of folding then took a great leap when paper arrived, because then the folding techniques were transcoded to the paper.
In the 18th and 19th century, folding was considered an important part of education throughout Europe, but then it was forgotten. Every country, every culture, has its very own history of folding. But it is the Japanese tradition that is still celebrated, and that has made an impact even today on the advancements in science. Kaori Kurabayashi grew up with origami at school. Now she wants to bring origami principles to her medical faculty at Hokkaido University. Her vision is to create a tiny device that could revolutionize the treatment for heart patients. A heart attack can result from a clot in the artery. To avoid this, doctors implant so-called stents to keep the blood vessel open. Origami could help to improve the design of these stents.
I was looking for the particular pattern which can change the diameter. So you can see this, when you fold in this, the diameter really like small, but when we expand, the diameter making like quite large. That's I really wanted to find out. We can put inside a body like that using catheter. And then once they reach in a certain position, like then we can open up like this. So we need to have this pattern, particularly that's kind of origami pattern, to producing like new type of stent graft.
The stents used today are rigid. So to insert them at the right position, a balloon first needs to widen the critical area so that the metal wire mesh tube can fit. The origami stent would be inserted like the traditional stents through the artery until it reaches the problem zone. But this time, there is no balloon. The origami stent unfolds automatically by the body temperature and thus widens the artery at the right position. Another advantage, with the appropriate material, the origami stent would be more flexible and could so better adapt to the elasticity of the blood vessel. Such a kind of origami implant could also be used for other medical conditions, but so far, they are still at a preclinical research stage. In Germany, origami-inspired structures are being developed at the Institute of Aircraft Design at the University of Stuttgart. Here, Yves Klett studies how folding techniques can be used for a sustainable, economic, and energy-efficient production process.
We were looking for new materials for sandwich applications for lightweight constructions, and we found these structures here, which are inspired by origami. We have discovered that these structures are extremely suitable for the core formations for our sandwich applications. A typical sandwich construction looks like this. We have two cover sheets, and in between, like in this case, we have a folded core. What we gain is an incredible stability, and we have a very light structure which can handle strong forces. I cannot squeeze it anymore, although the core in itself is not very stable at all. In this combination, we have created a very light and very strong construction segment.
The core, with the Miura Ori pattern, is one of the strongest sandwich structures discovered by Yves Klett. A segment that weighs 10 grams can withhold the weight of 1 ton. The high-performance materials with which Yves and his team are experimenting are based on Kevlar paper, carbon fiber sheets, or plastic foils. They all provide new horizons for construction design.
Here we have a prototype, an example for a fuselage element of an Airbus, for example. The hull has a radius of 2 meters, and this core integrates itself perfectly in the geometry. This way, we get a structure that is very light, but is very stable. We can guarantee that there is no water accumulating in the hull, and we can, like in this example, also integrate electric cables, or even space for the air conditioning inside the structure.
In the future, origami-based structures could revolutionize aircraft design. They could reduce the weight of an airplane by up to 40% and as a result, cut down fuel consumption significantly. Origami-inspired elements could create totally new designs of buildings or furniture. But there is one issue that needs to be solved. Machines can create a perforation along the crease pattern, but so far, only human hands can do the actual folding. For an industrial-scale application, the folding process also needs to be transferred to a machine. Until recently, only a basic mold was used to speed up the process. But what could a folding machine look like? Yves Klett has just started trials on this prototype, which is actually the first machine that produces automatically folded structures for industrial usage. It's an important step to bring origami-inspired structures to our daily life. More and more, engineers are now trying to adopt the industrial applications of folded materials. The design process usually starts with a paper model, like in this case, of a folded car body. RoboFoldin, a robot specialist company from London, has developed a technique using standard industry robots to fold metal sheets. The tests have shown that these robots can not only bend and fold thin foils, but also thick steel sheets to very high precision. When this production process becomes established, it could also provide additional design options for the customers.
In the last few years, there's been a lot more excitement about the engineering and science applications of origami. That you can make practical structures that fundamentally change their shape, either going from a flat thing or a very tightly folded thing, and being able to deploy into a different size or completely change their structure, change from one shape to another just by folding. Folding gives you a way to think about shape transformation, like transformers.
Origami can convert an object, change its size and appearance, but is there also a way to increase this transformation variability? At Harvard University, a group of engineers and mathematicians is investigating how they can create folding structures with an even more flexible geometry.
I'm by background, I'm a structural engineer. So I'm interested in designing structures that can highly deform, can completely fold, and can change, where we can change and control the geometry, the shape, and the volume. So we found interesting toys around. For example, this is the Obermann Twister. You know, it can go from big to small through all these hinges. But still, it's just one shape. So here is a sphere, but the point is we want to make crazy structure. So we want just a building block that we can use to make any 3D structure.
Instead of relying on one piece of paper, Katia Bertoldi and her team are using small snippets of paper to create their objects. Their approach is in line with a totally new philosophy in engineering, to create a structure that changes its form and characteristics according to the needs of the user. And there seems to be no limit.
We can use this now foldable shape as a building block to create big structure. Right here we just have a big cube that now we can shear and we can deform and we can make it completely flat. But now, you know, you can imagine using also this building block to create a tower, to create a piece of furniture, or to create a small device. It's basically a programmable matter. So we could shape the environment basically around us to basically make us always feel happy and comfortable, right? And so this is sort of a dream, our dream at least.
The field of play for Bertoldi and her colleagues is quite unique. Their work is considered fundamental research, but at the same time, they produce fascinating hands-on devices. For example, these models are controlled by air pressure. They could adapt to the needs of the user, or perhaps change according to signals in the environment. But there are many other products in our world that were inspired by origami and have already conquered part of our daily life. You can find them as solid structures in modern architecture or as objects in interior design, where they can impress with their unique flexibility. Many art and design schools now offer origami courses, and as a result, more and more objects either look as if they've been folded or they have actually adapted origami principles. For many origami designers and engineers, bulky objects like convertibles are no longer the state of the art. Instead, they are exploring the world of micro-engineering. A place where the future is being invented is the micro-robotics lab of Harvard University. Inspired by nature, students create their own toys just from a few sheets of cardboard or plastic material. The challenge is to minimize the construction effort by folding. For Robert Wood, it's a new approach to create prototypes in the design phase and also to find a way to mass produce the devices.
If I think about an example of assembling a car, you know, however many thousands or tens of thousands of components go into that. Now, if I want to assemble something, maybe not that complicated, but similar complexity, down on the scale of an insect or even smaller, you're not going to be able to do the sort of nuts and bolts approach. You're not going to be able to hand assemble hundreds or thousands of components together.
Some elements of these micro robots can unfold spontaneously. When the temperature rises, the sheet transforms to a three-dimensional object. The components are usually pre-cut and then fold up on their own, like here from a single piece of polymer foil.
In our case, we use folding as the self-assembly means. Then it allows you to do things faster, more precise. The faster really is actually very important, not just for obvious reasons, but if it takes you weeks to develop a single prototype, then you get very conservative in your designs. But if we can go through prototypes in a matter of hours, or even if it's a day, then we can build all sorts of, you know, we can do all sorts of crazy things and try all sorts of different designs and not worry about failure.
The research team has produced a whole army of micro-robots with different abilities. An electric current heats the hinges and the device unfolds. In the future, such micro-robots could have different roles. For example, after an earthquake, they could search for survivors inside collapsed buildings. At Hokkaido University, Kaori Kuribayashi is looking for more medical applications that could use the flexibility of origami structures. Her vision is to create artificial body parts produced by human cells. The problem, in the lab, these cells prefer to grow on a flat surface rather than in a three-dimensional lump like an organ would do. So Kaori is using a trick. She's developed tiny structures, folding patterns, which are thinner than a single hair, and places the human cells onto them. As the cells grow, they pull together the supporting structure, and suddenly the shape changes. This way, it's possible to turn a flat sheet of cells into a three-dimensional cube. The time-lapse sequence illustrates the process. Although this is still basic research, Kaori hopes that her findings could one day help to create blood vessels or living tissue based on the body's own cells. Yvan Huc is the director of the European Institute of Chemistry and Biology in Pessac, southern France. He is inspired by the structure of proteins to design artificially folded molecules. Yvan uses hinges to illustrate how a protein molecule folds in nature. A protein is composed of a long succession of basic components, the amino acids, which are bound together by some kind of chemical hinge, just like this metal chain.
This process of self-organization, the smallest but highly organized components in the living world, are folded proteins and nucleic acids.
Proteins play a central role in our metabolism. For example, they can transport oxygen through the bloodstream. But how does the protein get its folds? The code of a gene is first copied, and then this duplicate string is used to build a protein. The amino acids are selected according to the code on the string, and the order of the amino acids defines the form of the protein. It could now regulate the metabolism, act as a hormone, or fight viruses as an antibody. In addition, its structure helps the protein to survive in a harsh environment.
And here it is.
Like the string of hinges, the amino acids are chained together in a protein molecule. There are billions of folding patterns possible, but within a few milliseconds, the amino acids can find the folds which will give the protein a stable structure. But the folding does not only provide stability, it determines the function of the protein.
The function depends on the form in the living world. This implies that if the protein is not properly folded, its function will be impaired. There are many illnesses linked to defects in the folding structure.
For example, if the hemoglobin protein is folded incorrectly, the red blood cells cannot transport enough oxygen through the bloodstream. The potentially deadly condition is called sickle cell disease. Clearly, folding holds the key for understanding many diseases, tumors, and other malfunctions of the body. But this field of research is just at the very beginning. Building molecules with very specific functions, as Yvonne is doing, is a first step before diving into the world of molecular protein design. Here it's the folding capabilities of the components that drive the crease pattern. In the future, man-made proteins could act as new medical tools, improve processes in the food or chemical industry, or provide innovative solutions to clean the environment. But folding patterns help us not only on the chemical level to understand our world. Origami can also help to explore our universe. At his home in the San Francisco Bay Area, Robert Lang welcomes a visitor, NASA engineer Brian Trees. Together, they have developed foldable solar panels for satellites in space. Brian is now working on a new and much larger foldable space venture, the Starshade Project.
It's the same.
This time, a satellite telescope carries a long folded structure that will expand to a screen of 900 square meters. The structure is to be used as a shade to help in the detecting of distant exoplanets. It will block the intense brightness of a star so that the telescope can pick up the much lower light signals from possible planets orbiting the star. Origami folding techniques have been at the core of this project.
From NASA, this is a very useful design tool because we can build full mock-ups of our deployable spacecraft structure very simply by folding it out of paper rather than spending, you know, tens of thousands of dollars in a shop making all these, you know, complex mechanisms and parts. We can very quickly iterate through the design cycle and know where we're going and make a lot of, you know, key decisions early on before we go to more complex constructions.
The first prototype is built several design cycles later, at a much more advanced stage. NASA engineers are now testing and refining the design and plan to launch the Origami Starshade Telescope in 2020. Scientists at the Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore are also interested in exploring space. They have studied the distribution of matter in our universe and have made a surprising observation. According to Mark Nehrink, the distribution of the main structures in our universe could be well represented by an origami model. Astronomers can observe only the real matter, the material that forms stars, planets, or entire galaxies. But this is only a part of our universe. There is also a mysterious substance called dark matter that we cannot see and only observe indirectly as it influences the way galaxies rotate, for example. This dark matter seems to be the skeleton of our universe that determines the entire distribution of visible matter.
The dark matter started to accumulate into clumps almost immediately after the Big Bang. And we wouldn't have as much structure as we see in the universe today if there hadn't been this dark matter starting to clump immediately. The normal matter started to form structures based on the groundwork, the skeleton that the dark matter laid down right away. So the dark matter is really the basis of understanding the structures that we see today, except deeply inside galaxies, where ordinary matter, of course, plays a huge role.
Mark has adopted the generally accepted model of dark matter and enhanced it using twist-fold. According to this improvement, the unseen dark matter folds like origami. There are woven dark matter filaments in the cosmic vastness, and there are points where they overlap, where ordinary matter seems to accumulate too. When Mark started to use geometric figures to visualize the nodes, a triangular structure appeared.
In a twist fold, you have a small polygon, so let's say a triangle. So here we have a triangle, and going from the unfolded to the folded state entails twisting that triangle. Even though this is a dark matter structure, it accretes regular matter toward that. So the galaxy here would form here. So that's pretty simple. I think it's engaging because you can actually form a model of the universe. You can fold your own universe. It's a strong approximation that the universe forms like an origami or an origami model, in particular the fact that this sheet doesn't stretch. But the way that the various elements of the cosmic web are spinning are very explicit in this model. Well, we see in the universe that neighboring galaxies tend to be rotating in the same direction, and that actually relates to this origami model.
In a student project, Mark creates a paper model from his latest research work to make his work tangible. The folding pattern follows the organization of dark matter in space. The dots on the paper represent the galaxies as observed by telescopes. Whenever the paper is overlapping, there is an accumulation of dark matter, and therefore also a greater number of galaxies. Astrophysics has now been enriched with a new vision of a folded universe that is based on the same principles as our age-old tradition of folding paper.
Origami is growing a lot in its popularity. In the last 5 years even, pretty much all mechanical engineers know about origami, and they're really excited about its potential use and application in mechanical engineering and other fields. So I think it's just coming to the point where a lot of people are getting to know it at the science level. Origami is still a little bit early. We're still developing the theory, and then we're still developing the applications, but it will come soon.
The laws of folding determine almost every aspect of our life, from the universe to the world of molecules. Exploring the different fields of science, medicine, and engineering, origami will provide new tools to fight diseases, create new engineering masterpieces, or simply explore and understand our world in a completely new way. Folding is one of the key pillars of our natural world, and step by step, also our society will be adapting and applying the principles of the Origami Code.